You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This isn't Larry Connors. This is Kathleen England. I'm filling in for Larry Connors for the next couple of days. And today is Monday, October 4th, 2021. Imagine I had to write that down a couple times. Already October. It's kind of scary. I hope everybody is having a great Monday. It is certainly a Monday. As you will see as you stick around, I hope you stick around for the next couple hours. Larry is off having some fun for a couple of days and very much well-deserved time off, and you've stuck with me for the next couple of days. So, for those of you who don't recognize my voice or know my name, I am an ex-traffic reporter, an ex-kind of general reporter. I did a lot of flying in a helicopter, which I absolutely loved, learned how to fly a helicopter. And it was an incredible experience, I have to say. I've been 20 years in broadcasting, and you would not know that, as my friend, my dear friend Quentin has helped me through this whole process. I think I'm going to steal him away from you, Larry, when you come back, because he's just amazing at producing and ideas, and he's just great. But anyway, I digress. I've been 20 years on the air and almost 15, 16 years off the air. And it's just nice to come back on. And I'm going to really enjoy this. Larry is a very talented, very opinionated person, as I have learned. So I'm going to be a little different than he is. But I tell you what, there's some crazy things going on in this world. And it's just getting very, very strange and very uncomfortable, I think. You know, all the games, they really haven't changed. It's just they're much more expensive. We're dealing with a, this bill that wants to be passed, this crazy thing that Biden wants to do that's saying that it's zero cost. I mean, that's kind of hard to believe that zero cost, but we'll see how that actually plays out. It's just, I'm not really old, but I'm old enough to remember some things I had, along with flying and reporting. You always had a side job just to kind of, find out what's going on in the world. I worked for a non-for-profit organization that worked with the Department of Defense when Clinton was president. So, yes, I am old. But I actually helped plan when he came to St. Louis for his Welfare to Work program and with some of the small businesses around the United States and St. Louis. And I tell you what, it was just unbelievable. It was my first real understanding of how government works and how much money they waste. I don't know how many groups from the White House. They were all young, and I don't know if they were being paid. I assume they were. But we stood out in the middle of one of the streets downtown because they wanted to have an urban look for President Clinton to speak from because it was televised. So they stood out there for a whole day with rocks, breaking windows to have that city type look. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And of course you had to have the police out there. You had to have everybody out there because nobody could get hurt because of all the glass, on the streets after they broke them all. And then they would scurry up there and put new glass in, let it dry, and then hit it again because it had to look just right for that city type look. So it was believable. So Clinton was believable in his Welfare to Work program, which obviously didn't work too much. It didn't work out at all, actually. But as I was looking at all of this and realizing how much money it costs to not only put all that glass back in the window, but how much it costs for, our policemen to, block everything off. So I understand a little bit about how crazy it is. And I think that this Biden, this build back to the work, build better back plan. I can't even say it. It's just so bizarre. The zero, you know, it's going to cost us zero, but we might raise taxes and it's just for the wealthy. We'll see how that works out because, not so sure about that. And then we're also going to talk about Dr. Fauci. I know Larry calls him Dr. Fake, but he's Dr. Gloom and we'll just see what he's up to next, but not good. So we'll be right back and we'll talk about President Biden.
LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Got a black magic woman.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It is zero price tag on the debt.
It's not about a dollar amount. The dollar amount, as the president said, is zero. This bill will be paid for.
Some have expressed publicly that they're not comfortable with 3.5, even though zero costs $0.
It must be pointed out that this is going to be paid for. This is not adding to the debt.
Economically illiterate. That's what they're calling him. Some of the critics out there are referring to him because he says this is costs $0, which is incredibly hard to believe. We have a post fact checker, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post. He says that lawmakers play all sorts of budget games to achieve the mythical zero within the 10-year budget framework. He called Biden's claim misleading, giving the president two Pinocchios. I guess that's when you lie, your nose gets really big. Well, I guess he's got two big noses now. Noting that the Pinocchios could grow higher. Biden based his zero cost claim on the idea that his infrastructure plan will add nothing to the federal deficit because the multi-trillion dollar cost will be offset by tax increases. But they say they're only going to tax the wealthy, not anybody else, which if you believe that, maybe you might be a Pinocchio too. Kessler also said the legislative sausage-making process has made claims dubious from the start, even less credible. You know, so this thing is like two bills. It's $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, and that's got Republican support, and a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, which would pass the Senate, and that's if every single Democrat voted for it. And then Manchin and Sinema, they're holdouts, but I heard that Sinema was actually chased into the bathroom or locker room or something from a bunch of the people that she promised she would do things for if they, you know, if they voted for her. So they went door to door and knocked on doors and did this and did that. And they got donations and she just promised them everything. And then she's not doing anything. And she locked herself in the bathroom. Don't quote me on the bathroom. I think it might be I don't know, some sort of room, or maybe it was a changing room or whatever it is, but she hid. And then Biden commented, it's just part of the process. So I guess when you lie and you don't do what you're supposed to do, you just run into a bathroom and lock the door. I do not know. But that's what they're doing. And like I said, there are a lot of games. So right now, they're looking at a $3.0 trillion federal deficit for 2021, which is about $130 billion less than the 2020 deficit, but three times the 2019 figure. That makes my head spin. It says the federal debt stands roughly at $28.4 trillion. And honestly, I mean, maybe if I won the lottery, I would understand what a million is. But you're talking about trillion and 28.4 trillion. I mean, how can this cost the American people $0? I just don't believe that. And I just don't think that the grandpa really understands that as well, because, you know, he has this way of saying stuff. And, you know, if it takes 6 hours, 6 days, 6 weeks, it'll pass and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just don't really believe in him. In fact, there is a Fox host who actually has his take on Biden's agenda.
Democrats are desperate to shove down our throats this massive new porculus bill. And the Dems, you know, they're really good at making the ridiculous seem normal by proposing the outrageous first. You see how they do that? They move the window. So they proposed first this $3.5 trillion bill that probably would have bankrupted the U.S. tomorrow. Then this week, they started pushing for a lower, dreaded air quotes, $1.5 trillion bill, and they all celebrated like they're the new financial hawks. It's not just the number. You laugh. Larry, he's already laughing. It's the fact that this transformative bankruptcy bill would save the country, and they didn't even read it. They're pitching it to save the country. They didn't read it. Think about it, right? Do the math. 2,465 pages. That's 49 hours of nonstop reading. You're telling me these guys who can't even pay attention to Twitter for 2 minutes read this thing? No way.
Wait, how many hours did he say that was? Some like 100-something hours, and how many pages? And I mean, it was like thousands of pages, and they don't even read Twitter, or they don't have it's like they have the attention span of a gnat. So they're going to like read all of these pages about this bill. I mean, you know, if you're not nervous about this, then I don't even know where to begin, because that's a heck of a lot of money. And right now, with everything that the, you know, United States has been doling out, from unemployment money to, you know, paying for this and paying for that and giving this and giving that. And it's like, you know, we need to stop and kind of regroup and really look at this thing, because it's really, I think it's harming the American people. I mean, you talk about the unemployment rate, and then you talk about how many jobs are actually out there. And then you talk to the people and you talk to the business owners. And it's sad, because they have all of these jobs that are open. And I mean, from, you know, flipping burgers and McDonald's to, you know, doing whatever, and nobody wants to work anymore. And I think it's because that, yes, we helped out, you know, during COVID, during the quarantine, you know, when nobody could work. But I think the problem is that kind of got a little too much cushion there. And so now nobody wants to go back to work. They just kind of want to sit back, put their feet up, and, you know, have a good time. And then you're dealing with all of these, especially the mom and pop organizations. I actually had a bull company that they were delivering dirt to my house, and I noticed, and it looked like, I mean, don't get me wrong, this is awesome. These guys had to be in their late 60s, early 70s, and they're driving these trucks, and one of it is the owner. And they pull up on my property, and it had rained, and they got the big truck stuck in the mud. And they're like, don't worry, we can get this out. We have expertise. And it's because they started when the business began. They're all 60, 70 years old, because they don't have anybody young enough that wants to stay put, wants to stay at work and earn an honest dollar's pay. And I mean, I love them. They're wonderful. But I've got three older men out there and I'm worried, and one that's limping around and I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Can I bring you some water? It's hot. It's summertime. And they're like, no, we're kind of used to this now. But it's like, nobody of the younger generation, nobody wants to work anymore. And that's concerning because you have no, you know, I'm old school. You know, you do the internship, you do the free stuff, and you learn and you learn and you learn, and then you graduate to a paying job, not so great, and then you keep moving up. But now you can't move up if you don't have a job. And it's just really sad. And so a lot of these companies have to go out of business because they don't have anybody to work for them. So I think that with this Build Back Better agenda that costs zero, with all of this, you know, this incredible bill, and then you think, okay, the wealth are going to get taxed, so we don't have to worry about it. But then it's like, what comes next? I just feel like it's snowballing. And I call him the grandpa because, you know, when he was vice president, he had this calming type of way about him. And he was just a really nice guy. I mean, when Biden was vice president, I just thought the world of him. Well, because he didn't really do much and he didn't talk a lot, but he just had that image. Like, you know, you got the grandpa thing. Everybody will be okay. And he just was just a nice, sweet old man. And now the nice, sweet old man is president. And I'm just not really sure I like this nice old sweet old man. We have to get somebody in there who can take charge. And, you know, when they go and they answer a question and they tell the media, hey, you know, I'm not really supposed to say that. I really don't know. You're like, holy moly. And you're the, you know, the leader of the free world and you don't know what you're talking about. That's kind of, you know, crazy that he's got to read off a teleprompter. I thought I was bad reading off a teleprompter. This man's really bad. It's like, don't go in the news because you see those eyes moving back and forth and back and forth. I'm like, at least I didn't move my eyes. I could just look at the whole thing and kind of grasp what it was saying. But grandpa can't do it. And I mean no disrespect because I'm old school. I mean, when I was brought up learning, you know, and going to school, the president, what the president said was first, and you call him by his full name. Now, I mean, economically illiterate, they got it down. I mean, they're waiting for this poor man to either keel over or just, you know, decide whatever. He's given up. It's just, it's sad the way it is. There's no respect for anybody anymore. And there's no respect for the elders of these business owners. And it's like, I hope somebody needs to work soon because we have all these jobs that are open and it's just not happening. So I think we need to get back. You know, this normal is not good. The pandemic hopefully is under control. You know, COVID is under control. You got this new variant. That's just so weird, and everybody's supposed to take the booster, but then you're not supposed to get it unless you're, what, 65 plus? But then if you're around people, it's like, okay, do I get it? Do I not get it? I have grandparents. All right, I have in-laws that are 93 years old, and they're amazing. And the last thing I would want to do is not get the booster and get COVID and pass it along to them. Because, you know, even if you're fully vaccinated, you can spread COVID. So what do? Do you get the virus? Do you get the booster or you not get the booster? You know, and that's the problem because everybody is so fickle and they don't take a stand, whether God knows why. I mean, either they're afraid to say, hey, look, get the booster, hush, and we're not going to give you a lottery. We're not going to give you thousands of dollars to protect yourself, which I think is just unbelievable. Oh, my God. That's like saying if you lose your tooth, you get $1,000 under your pillow. I don't think so. Give me a break. Get the shot, get the booster, and, you know, see what happens. I don't think, you know, if go to your doctor first and you say, can I get the booster? Should I get the booster? You know, do I run the risk? Because your doctor will know best about you and your physical condition, and they will better advise you whether or not you should get it or not. And it's up to you. It's your decision. I don't think thrown in jail or doing this or doing that. Australia's doing some funky things over there if you don't get the shot. And it's just, it's scary how far this is going. But on the other hand, you look at the death toll over there and it's considerably less than it is everybody else. So yeah, they're doing something right, but I think they're doing about it in the wrong way. But then, you know, do you remember when this whole thing started and we had all those crazy protests and then this somehow got untangled or tangled with COVID. So you had all of these protesters, you had all of this going on, and then you had COVID going on. And then, you know, you had the media there and they were showing all the protesters and part of them had masks and part of them didn't. And it's like, well, do you worry about if they have a gun or no gun, if they have firecrackers or no firecrackers, or if they have a mask on or if they don't have a mask on? It's like, you know, what do? You have all of this coming together at one time. And I think that it just got crazy for everyone. No one knew what to do. No one knew if they should go home. You want to stand up for what you believe in, but you don't want to be violent. You know, that's the great thing about this country. You could always stand on a corner, put a sign over you and say, hey, I'm for this or I'm not for this. But, you know, you can't get violent because why would you want to do something? Why would you want to stand up for something that's good and that you believe in and that could better the people as a whole and then break a window? You know, or, you know, throw a firecracker into the police lineup or do whatever. You know, it's like, let's think. Let's all calm down and just think. Let's stop the name calling. Let's stop everything. And let's think about reality and maybe think about what it used to be like and just work for a living. You know, get your paycheck, be happy, enjoy one another. And yeah, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to get vaccinated, it might be a good idea if you get vaccinated. You know, but check it out with your doctor first, because I know there's a lot of things going on with some people that might not be good getting the vaccine. But that's your own decision, nobody else. We're going to talk about Dr. Doom, Dr. Gloom, Dr. Fauci coming up next.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm honored to have First Crypto World in St. Charles on board as a sponsor. This is the first brick and mortar store where you can actually learn about cryptocurrencies. And what do you know about crypto mining? I'm confused. That's when I'm going to sign up for an education class. And you can buy crypto merchandise. FirstCryptoWorld.com. Get full details, FirstCryptoWorld.com.
Oh, Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q. Baby, I love you. Susie Q. Like the way you walk.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Have you heard of CRT? I haven't heard of that until I was actually just reading on my Fox News, just looking what's going on. And the National School Board Association, they have actually written a letter to President Biden. They need federal law enforcement and other assistance to deal with angry parents about the kids wearing masks to school and also learning about CRT, which is critical race theory. And they're asking for federal law enforcement to help because evidently the teachers, the school board, they're getting threats. They're getting threats of harmful threats. And a lot of intimidation occurring there. And it's sad because, you know, while I really am trying to figure out what exactly CRT is, I know that it's an acknowledgement of racism. It's talking about racism. It's teaching about society and institutions and, you know, the past and the present. And, you know, things have happened with the police department, with Black Lives Matters, with everything. So I'm guessing that because there is no formal definition for it, it's probably kind of like all of that rolled up into some sort of explanation or some sort of class or whatever they're adding, they want to add to the curriculum. But then I was reading further and I saw that really they talk about this in law school. And they want to teach kids from kindergarten through 12th grade about CRT. Now, with the pandemic, with COVID, with the mask, with everything going on, with Zoom, you know, and then you want to throw critical race therapy, which I'm not saying is bad. I'm just saying to K, kindergarten through 12th grade, I don't see how that's a really good idea, especially now. You know, maybe in a few years, but I mean, I think you have to get kids kind of back to school and learning not to be afraid of the mask and learning that it's okay. You know, you've got the space requirement. You've got to be 6 feet away from one another. And you've got these little children that are just trying to figure all of this out, and they're trying to learn and they're trying to have fun. I mean, you go to school, you learn and you have fun. You know, most of us have fun. There are some that don't. But then this is just too serious, I think. And maybe if you want to introduce it in small increments, you know, to maybe, you know, an eighth grader or a 10th grader, so be it. That would be, you know, okay. I just think that everybody needs to just kind of cool their jets on all of this and kind of realizing how stressful these kids have right now. I mean, it's stressful enough for the adults to go through all this. These little children are trying to go back to school and just have fun. Too much, too soon. We'll talk about Dr. Gloom when we come back.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Oh boy, I stand corrected. I was just, it's hard when you read about things. Sometimes you only get one side and you don't like the CRT, the critical race theory. You know, you read and it's not fake news, but it's not complete news. It just kind of gives you one-sided. So it maybe looks okay, but in reality, I was just corrected. And I'm glad he told me that critical race theory is really not a good thing, especially with kids. Like I said, they wanted to add this to the curriculum from K through 12. And instead of more equality, it was kind of, you know, not the thing to do, especially with white people and black people and, you know, kind of blaming the white people for this and treatment of the black people. Now that I know what it is, it's not acceptable in any form. They teach it in law school, and that is for a reason. You know, you debate, you discuss, you research in law school. When you're a kindergartner, second grader, third grader, fourth grader, seventh grader, you don't need this right now, unless you want to talk about equality. And I don't believe that the CRT is equality at all. I think that it is, look it up, Google it, and see what you come across. But I think for right now, it's just not the thing to do with our children. You talk about this mask mandate, and I know that I saw a little snippet of Sam Page's, I think it's a weekly or a daily update on this mask mandate for the county. And to be honest with you, I looked at it. It could have just had the sound off because I couldn't understand what he was saying to begin with because it was just so incredibly vague. And it's like now we're dancing around whether or not you should have, you know, the people that belong to the gym wear a mask. Or, you know, if you go and now I know if you go shopping, you wear a mask. And I talked to somebody who actually was kicked out of a grocery store because they didn't have a mask on. It's no longer, are you vaccinated? It's no longer, can I see your vaccination card? Which I don't think is a slap in the face. I mean, a lot of people out there aren't telling the truth. So you have to know. And by asking for the card, you know, I don't think that goes against any rights. You know, you just can't be sure. You need to be sure. So I get that. And I think that if everybody takes a little step backwards and takes a breath and understands, yeah, you know, because nobody is quite upfront on this. And I really think that nobody really wants to be upfront on this because you don't know what side to go on. You don't say, well, if I'm vaccinated, you know, yeehaw, I'm not going to get the, you know, the virus. But then you're vaccinated and you get the virus, but you don't know you have it, but you can spread it. And then you have all of this going on, and then you have the children, and they're wearing masks. And can you imagine going to kindergarten and wearing a mask? I mean, it's enough. And then being a girl and going to first grade or second grade or third grade and wearing a mask. And being a girl, you want to look pretty, and you're thinking about your hair. And then you got this thing on your face, and you can't talk right. And gosh, if you run, it's going to get stuck to your face with all of, you know, the sweat and everything. I know, because I had to work out. I box. And it's literally, you had to peel it off my face. It was disgusting. And then you can't wear lipstick because you got the mask on. But then again, you know, if it keeps you from getting the virus, you know, who cares about lipstick? But it's just like, you know, should you wear it? Should you not wear it? And then if you're younger, do you get the vaccination? You know, do you give your kids vaccinated or do you not? And there's so many different threats. If you're pregnant, do you get the shot or do you not get the shot? Because you don't know the long-term effects of this because, let's face it, it was rushed through, you know, and it was like, oh my goodness, you've got to get this because people are dying. And I got that. My father died in a nursing home of COVID. And the problem with that is that there was a quarantine. So you don't know, you know, there's such an unknown. And I think that's the problem. Everyone wants to do stuff so fast. So it doesn't go through the typical process that everybody's used to, you know, the years of testing, the years of doing this and the different, you know, stages and the different years and, you know, this group of people and that group of people. So you don't know what's going to happen, but yet they say, get it, because if you spread it and you spread it to someone who is, you know, has a sickness or, you know, they're older. And so, you know, they can't fight off anything as strong as a young person, or their system is compromised. Their immune system is compromised in some way. So if they get this, then, you know, it's kind of automatic death, you know. It's, but then there's a question mark. So you don't know. So I think, you know, getting back to the CRT, because I kind of went way off. It's, you know, you really have to dig deep. And I, you know, shame on me for not digging deep and have Quentin correct me, which I appreciate, because, you know, a lot of things aren't exactly what they say. You know, you get the headlines and you read and you stop, but you really got to Google again and read and read and read and kind of go between those lines, because it's not like it's fake news. But as I call it, it's not complete news. So it's very one-sided. And I think in this day and age, especially with everything out there, you have to look at both sides. I mean, I've always made a pro and a con side, and you, for everything. And you, you know, line up what's great and you line up what's not so great. I did that when I was dating with my husband. I had a pro and a con side. It was like, okay, he's good, this and this and this, but he's not so good on that and that. So what's more important? I mean, I don't mean to make light of this, but it's what you have to do as a responsible adult. You have to look at everything. You have to make your decision after you look and check everything out. You can't just read a headline and read a sentence under it and go, okay, I got it, because you don't. And I think it just seems like everything this today and, you know, everything is just so rushed, and people are just, you know, they need to chill out. Believe me, I know there's a lot of nasty people out there, and they just need to, you know, take a breath and just think, you know what? Thank God you're alive. You got to really, you know, if you have a job, great. If you don't have a job, go out there and get one, because God knows there's plenty of them out there. And there's several opportunities these days that, you know, most people could never actually get because there's so many positions that are open. There's just so much opportunity out there. And it's like, take advantage of it. Take advantage of, you know, maybe having a Christmas with your family. Maybe. We don't know about that yet. You know, you have people coming from out of town, doing the mask thing, not coming in, not flying because they're going to listen to someone who is supposed to know the correct answer and not be politically swayed. Or now, I believe that Dr. Fauci actually has a movie out. Yeah, I heard that. Again, I need to go back and Google it again because I'm almost positive of it. But he has a movie, or he's making a movie, which is just all wrong. I mean, if he wants to make a movie, he should do this way in the future, because right now his credibility is kind of on the chalking block. You know, you don't know which way to go, and you're depending on someone who is smart, who has the scientific knowledge and background to give you answers, and certainly who has the knowledge and the background, and who has the teams, has the, you know, works for whomever that can treat this, or they do experiments with this, and he has access to all of this. And why he would want to go do a movie is beyond me. You know, it's not like he's a personality, if you will. You know, you hear, you know, personalities, news people, you hear, you know, people that are in the movies, you hear this and that. Well, Dr. Fauci is a doctor. And I think maybe it's gone to his head a little bit, because this movie, like I said, way in the future, not now. I think people need somebody who's serious and dedicated to their health and to, you know, being healthy, and who is going to tell them what to do the right way. You know, and maybe not tell you what to do it, but suggest it very strongly that you do this, because you have to. And, you know, President Trump brought Fauci up. He was introduced through Trump, if I remember correctly. And it's when Trump really pushed the vaccine, which was great. And I think he kind of figured out that Dr. Fauci was kind of getting a little, you know, he was kind of really believing, or drinking the Kool-Aid, if you will, with getting all that popularity, and the media was hawking him, and he's on TV, he's on radio, he's on this, he's on that. And if you aren't really stable or settled within yourself, and you're suddenly all over the place, all over the United States, all over Europe, all over wherever, that can go to your head, you know. And I think the movie thing probably, I don't know, I surely wouldn't have done it, because it really hits your credibility. And right now, people need some really stable, sound advice from somebody who is smart, somebody who has the capability and has the resources to say, hey, look, you know, this was tested. This is what we saw. This is where we are. And you're good to go. You know, you should be fine. But then go back and talk to your doctor, because he doesn't know you as an individual. But I think that people are actually craving someone to be just, you know, straight with them. Just say, hey, look, it may hurt somebody, it may not hurt somebody else, but then again, you know, go to your doctor, find out what's going on with you. I know I've been saying we're going to talk about Dr. Gloom, and we are going to talk to Dr. Gloom, because, you know, holidays are approaching fast, and last year was kind of a bomb. So, hey, we'll see what happens this year. More when we come back.
If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were just talking about Fauci's movie, and it was actually released September. I mean, it's just, what, October 4th? That was just weeks ago. But and it's about him. Actually, it's a very nice looking picture of him. Of course, it's National Geographic, and it's called Fauci. And it goes back and talks about you know, the AIDS virus and what he did. It talks a lot about evidently the HIV, AIDS, SARS, Ebola, all of that. He had a lot to do with those vaccines that came out. So, I mean, it's interesting. I was just told, I think it got 2 stars out of 10 stars or something like that. So maybe it's not so good. But, you know, again, I think it's all about timing. And I mean, I'm not laughing about this, but seriously, it's about timing, you know, and I don't think that September was a good time to release something about Fauci and his dealings with, you know, all of this, all the epidemics. And it's not going to do anything to help his credibility, I tell you that much. It's going to make you question it. And again, I have not seen this, but I think I'm going to, just for the heck of it, because I would just like to, it's PG-13, so I can go. But it's like, you know, it's interesting. And you have to have proof of vaccination required in order to get in to see the movie, just letting you know. So you might want to, you know, bring your card with you to make sure you can get in to watch the movie Fauci so that you're vaccinated, so that, I guess, you know, he doesn't spread the virus while at the movie theater, because I don't know. That just seems, I was just looking at this and I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know who goes to the movies anymore. I mean, seriously. Well, I stopped going to the movies when I did TV because I just couldn't keep my eyes open. I'd be there 30 minutes and I'd be snoring, and oh, it was just not good. And then you do that jolt when you wake up, and then you kind of look around and make sure that nobody saw you jolt out of your seat to wake up. It's bad. But, you know, there are some people, I guess the movie theaters are open. I don't know. I'm sure that they're spacing you out if you do go. And I guess in some theaters, they're making you show your card, which, again, to be honest with you, I saw that one thing where I forget if it was CNN or what it was on, but it was those group of people that tried to get into that restaurant, and the hostess asked to see their card. And this is a bunch of women, and this one woman just hauled off and just punched her right in the face. And I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, seriously, she's not doing this because she just wants to make you mad, or she just wants to do it. She's doing this because it's her job. You know, they put her out there. She's a hostess. She's going to put you in the restaurant. You're going to sit there and you're going to eat great food, but just show her the card. And, you know, it's like you go make a reservation these days. You have to make a reservation before you go, because they want to space you out. But on the other hand, it's like, okay, enough. You know, I could just eat at home again. But it is fun to go out. But I mean, geez, punching the girl in her face just because she asked for your card. I mean, that's a little much. That's horrible. It's just, you know, I guess what I'm sort of just, I don't know, it's in awe, or just like this big question mark comes over my head when people are just so rude and mean lately. And it's almost like you think that they were cooped up in their homes for what, a year and a half, couldn't do anything, had to do curbside service. I mean, the only thing we got great from that is being able to pick up like margaritas and the fly. You know what I mean? But I don't mean to mean light of this, but you know, everybody is now free to go and do all these things, and they're just mean. It's like, what happened to everybody? I mean, seriously, it's like they all have these attitudes, and it's like you should be happy that you made it through, and that it, you know, follow, you know, what your doctor says again. I think I've said that until I'm blue. Everybody's different, so everybody has to go to their doctor and find out exactly what's good for them, and then do what's good for you. But be smart about it. You know, you have a brain. Let's use it. And don't be mean. Don't smack somebody because they asked you for your card. You do have a card. And if you don't have a card and you don't have it filled out, then, you know, that's you're bad. You know, go away. Go eat at home. Whatever. But, you know, let's just not, that's just horrible. That's just mean. We are going to talk about Dr. Fauci, because I think, like I said, when Trump did bring him on and to talk about the virus, I think everybody really, you know, gave them 100%. He was the voice of, you know, he was the official voice. Trump would go to him about what was going on and about the vaccine. And so he was the one that you could trust. Now, that was when Trump was president and all of this just started. But now I think, Well, the movie certainly didn't help anything, but, you know, it's like they lie. He said he lied about a mask, and then he was somewhere, and he didn't have a mask on. So it's like, okay, Doc, let's practice what you preach. If you're going to say wear a mask, if you're going to say wear two masks, then, you know, you are now a media person. You know, you're out and about, so you're going to have paparazzi. So if you're somewhere and you got a camera in your face and you don't have a mask, you can't turn around and say, wear a mask, wear a mask, so you don't get the vaccine. Doesn't work that way. We'll talk more about Dr. Gloom when we come back.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.